So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie, pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
All right, folks, we just got done with the Berlin Dumb Show. We got a good episode coming your way. If you guys can do us a huge, huge favor, please take the time to hit that like button, to subscribe to the Berlin Dumb Show, comment on the Berlin Dumb Show. We want to keep the ball rolling. Let's give them 5 seconds to smash it. We appreciate the support. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's get into the show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You have Michael here with us today, and you have the D-Man. You have Peter D. As well, fellas, as always, very good to see you. I look forward to these days, gentlemen. Is that the serial killer there, Pete?
No, this is the...
That's the bomb pop.
I haven't had a bad flavor. I have not had a bad flavor.
A bombsicle, right?
Yeah, this will get your day started in the right way, let me tell you.
Mikey, we landed on our flight into Dallas at like 10:30, 11 p.m. And all of a sudden I hear the espresso machine and I turn and this guy is making a fucking espresso at like 11 o'clock. We had a flight.
Little espresso.
Yeah, it was a connector in Dallas. We had to stay over the night in Dallas. I have Joe making a espresso, and then I have FP being like, I think I'm going out. Can you guys take my bags to the hotel? I'm like, oh, my God, Lee.
Like, Bob's just there. He's just there. He's just wanting to
Michael,
go to
does
bed.
Your family
just wants
not,
to go to bed, dude.
Does your family not drink coffee, like, in the evenings? Like, it's very Italian thing, at least – my family, very typical, like in the evenings, like after we eat our meals, after we have everything, like it's always time for coffee. And like people then will drink it and then not too late after go to bed.
I will say, you know what Petey got me into? Michael, I will let you respond, but Petey got me into the affogato. The affogato changed my life.
Yeah,
it really
great.
Is.
I mean, to answer Joe's question, I mean, yeah, we do, but like. That's usually after like a if we go out to dinner or something. Like I would not be able to at this point in my life drink espresso at like 11 at night and be able to fall asleep. I just wouldn't be able to do it. 20 years ago, 10 years ago, even maybe probably, but now if I have a coffee after 4 p.m., I notice that I have a difficulty falling asleep. Now again, if I'm going out to dinner at 7, 8 o'clock at night, I'll do the double espresso because odds are I'm not going to bed right away, so I don't care about. You know, going right to bed. Look at this. First post I put up yesterday was a C4.
I had one of those
before my Saturday workout.
He's a brand man.
Wait all week. So, you know, I like to torture and treat myself. I wait all week to have that C4 before my Saturday morning workout. It's my favorite workout of the week because there's no, like, internal clock. Like, I got to get to work. I got to get the kids. Nothing like that. So it's just I could go and it's free. And I save that C4 for that workout because I'm excited for it. I love that.
Tell you what's fun is the meal, like football. Now that football Sundays are back,
go ahead.
Cheat days are back for football Sundays. Getting the workout in on the cheat day is one of the greatest workouts. When you're done with that, it's like let's fucking go. Like here we, you know what I'm saying? Like
100%.
It's fucking go time.
If you're doing a football stream Sunday with Bob. And he's worked out the day, like earlier in the day, just get ready. Like, it's going to be a blitzkrieg, dude.
I thought you were going to say, if you want to do a cheat day football Sunday with Bob, you better run a fucking decathlon as your fucking workout in the morning to make up for all the calories that you're about to consume.
It's like, hey, fellas, we're streaming later today for football. We got Iron Man at 8 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to run this. We're going to run this little half marathon here in Florida, you know, just to get ourselves situated for what's about to happen. Well, so
just to negate the calories that are about to be consumed. By the way, Michael's coming down in a couple weeks.
That week one weekend is going to be bad, dude. It's going to be real. Calorically, it's going to be a nightmare.
Very bad.
Absolute nightmare, dude.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's such a celebration that's like, it's like going to your best friend's wedding and refusing to eat. It's just a slap in the face if you do that. You know, you kind of have to embrace it all.
I'll be eating. I'm trying to eye some challenges. Maybe we could do something like a timing challenge. I'm not talking quantity.
Is he back?
I've seen some interesting timing challenges out
there. Wow, is he back?
Saw some asshole getting the Guinness Book of World Records for eating 46 gummy bears in a minute with a toothpick. Most gummy bears consume. They're just giving out Guinness. It's just crazy. They're giving them away. Why can't we get one? I think we need one under the Bob Does Sports Brilliantly Dumb Bob HQ flagship. We should own a Guinness World Record.
Most consecutive weeks not missed a pod.
I think he's going to have that as part of my take.
Yeah,
part of my take's doing three podcasts a week, too, and they haven't missed since fucking Lord only knows
how
long.
It's three a week that they do?
I think they're doing three a week, yeah. They just came out with the book.
Yeah, I saw the book. People ask all the time, like, we should do extra pods, but it's like, you know, if this was the only thing we did, I think that'd be very feasible, but it's not. So it's not.
Yeah.
If in the future, you know, after the Bob DeSports saga goes, you know, that chapter ends, I would be running extra.
I'm just saying,
I could be in 20 years. I'm just saying, when that's all said and done, we've already agreed.
D-Man can't be out there with haters at 60 years old, dude. We just can't.
I was ejected yesterday, Michael. It was just
Come on,
a little bit, Bobby. Well,
no, let's get. I just don't want to give.
We won't give away the episode, but a little taste, of what happened.
A little taste.
No, play
it smart, Pete.
To your point, Mikey, I don't know how much longer I can keep doing this. It's like these guys are hating on me. I'm out there having a good time. You know, I'm dressed, you know, to the nines, and these guys
Was some outfit. Bob, you have the picture of that outfit? That was unbelievable.
Yeah, dude. I do, Mike. Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
And by the way, it's one thing if you're out there playing like, you know, Arnold Palmer, but if you're just, you know, halfway through, if you're just playing like dog shit, you know, the outfit. You know what's the scene of the scene in Step Brothers? He's like, now, you know what? The tuxedos seem a little fucked up. That's like when halfway through you're round of the nine, look, you're like, you know what? Outfit is a little bit.
That guy walks like he's got a fucking Thor hammer between his legs, though.
He does, man. Joe walks like he's got the biggest dick in the world. He really does. He walks around like he has an absolute fucking hammer.
I got a big old keg to fucking maneuver around when I'm walking, dude.
Yeah, that's got a lot of power behind it, though, bro. Much power behind it, bro.
You want to talk about somebody packing heat? Look at Bobby Clyde's over there, dude. The Bobby Clydesdale. This guy's hung like a horse.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Is that what they say?
I never heard of this.
Word on the street is that Bobby.
Really?
Bobby's been blessed in more ways than one.
This guy, you know, man, some guys, he wants to say it all the time. They have it all. Yeah, he wants to say it all the time. That's unbelievable. Good for you, Bobby. Good for you.
That's crazy, Pete. That's crazy work.
I'm just saying what I've been told, dude. I'm telling you what I've been told, dude. Guy's got an absolute rock.
That's not true. I thought about Davey DeMar with the math question last week. Thought about him.
I didn't ask him if he watched.
Buckle up, Bob. Yeah, I got another one for you this week.
He's bringing it back, dude. He's running it back.
I'm going to run back the mathematicians this week, man.
Yeah. I just thought it worked well. Because, like, I'm not going to be able to do the podcast thinking about what's coming my way.
No, don't think about it.
Maybe you'll knock it out of the park, Bob.
Yeah, that was.
So, Joe, yesterday, I mean, the best thing I saw was Bob's video with you in that outfit with the Pink Panther in the background.
Yeah.
Now, Bob, I'm surprised you even know the Pink Panther. That's like something that I did not think would be on Bob's radar whatsoever, Pink Panther.
Never seen it, but I'm familiar.
Okay.
Yeah. I do know the theme song.
Great song. Great song. Good. Great song choice. Great song choice. We talked about that yesterday, matching the perfect song to the story. Very well done. Very
it's
well
good. Done. It's very definitely well good. But Petey brought it. I mean, look, man, it doesn't matter if Cutsy's winning, if Cutsy's losing. He goes at these guys, man. He does not hold back.
I'd like Mikey to come to one in the future. I mean, that would be a lot of fun.
I think that's the right play. I really do. I would absolutely have Mikey at one in the future.
Mason came to the one against Denton Doggett, and he was, like, baffled. He was like, this is – he told me, he's like, this is like cinema. I was like, thanks, dude. I appreciate it. I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't think it is, but – but I think, Mikey, you'd have to come and see, like, just see how it plays out that. In the wild.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mikey,
yeah.
I joined a course that they had to interview me, and they almost did not let me into the course because of Cutsy's scene with Denton Doggett. I swear to God, it was one of the hardest interviews I've ever.
This is a pretzel.
Is it a pretzel? No, it's not. It's, hold him up. Really, it's not.
By the way, Michael, ask him if he got into said club, because I guarantee
I did.
Oh, I know he got into the fuck. The story wouldn't be told if he didn't get into the club, Joseph. I know.
They were scratching and clawing waiting for that first payment, dude. No,
like Ebenezer Scrooge looking for that fucking money, dog. Yeah.
Some guys have it all, Michael.
Want to pick a man's pockets at Christmas time? What is this? what did they have, a portfolio background on everything?
They asked me a lot of tough questions, and then they showed me the video of Cutsy going at this guy. It's the scene the neighbor from the place that lives on the course came out to watch what was going on because they were going at it. 100%.
I can't believe that they went through the whole episode just to pinpoint one scene. Which, by the way, I didn't even know there was someone who was watching.
Other members had brought that to their attention. There was members who was thrilled that I was coming, but then there was an older crowd who was not so thrilled that was worried. It worked out. It all worked out. And
Bobby's in.
Good.
I'm in.
That's good. Yeah.
It all worked out. It all worked out.
Because, you know, I'm between both of you, I'm going to be like a very, very permanent on the guest list of side of things. So the more clubs you guys join, the more I promote.
Oh,
that.
This one's nice that Bob joined too.
It's a nice piece.
Benefits.
Is it a nice piece? Yeah.
Mikey, we got to come back. We got to run that cabana.
Yeah. You should, Pete. We could dive into that.
That college football Saturday at that cabana would hit, dude. I mean, it really would. It really would, though. It really, really would. That weekend is really like the anxiety I already have thinking about a lot of the things. Not bad anxiety, mind you, but just anxiety in general. Just
anxiety about what?
Because, you know, I'm very like scheduled. I'm such a scheduled person. So I have to just think about what. Now, Bob's giving me the face. Why are you giving me the face?
No, we're listening. Yeah.
He's giving you the face.
Yeah,
I mean, anxiety to say that he's got anxiety.
Anxiety slightly. Yeah, because I wonder, like, you know, like, because I get nervous, and then Joe's betting every game, and now we're checking scores, and, you know.
That's not fair, Pete.
How am I getting thrown into this?
Yeah, that was not fair.
You have anxiety about my wagers?
No, but I worry about, like, we're trying to track a lot of scores, and there's a lot going on. You know, this is look, guys, we're going from the doldrums, the dead zone of not having to worry about anything, maybe checking one score a day. Now we're talking about 50 teams kicking off at once.
We've walked through the desert. And we found ourselves an oasis.
Yes. And I there's a lot to be prepared for with that, Bob. A lot comes with the territory. And Bob is a contributor, too, because he'll be the one. What do we have here? What do we have? What's going on?
Why does that give you anxiety? Yeah. Because you want to watch Ohio State uninterrupted?
No. I mean, Ohio State's the night game that night. They're center stage.
No anxiety whatsoever.
I have anxiety about that, too, because I know what's going to happen there, because everyone's going to want to ride Ohio State. And if Ohio State doesn't do well, I guess who's going to hear about it?
Well, I mean, you're not Urban Meyer, Michael. I mean, it's your team. It doesn't mean that you're responsible if they win or lose.
I somewhat am.
Oh, that is preposterous. To say that you're the face of Ohio State.
Now that is a pretzel. That is a pretzel. I never said that. That's crazy.
Help here, Bob. This is insane.
Hey, but how about our guy, Julian Sayin, named team captain?
But Petey, that wasn't fair to you to bring Petey's wager.
Yeah, I got thrown under the mix. By the way,
not,
I had his
that
back
fair,
up
Michael.
Until then. I was backing him up, but he turned the cycles on me, man.
Well, anyway, I'm very, very excited. You know, this is going to be a long stay at the DeMar household, man. Nicole, really,
dates?
Joe, I mean,
she already asked me. She's like, when's Mikey coming? I'm like, he might be here for a while. She just likes to know because you know why? I'll tell you. She'll do the sheets.
Yeah,
she'll get the room prepped.
Yeah.
She'll get everything set. But she wants to know like when you're coming. So,
dude,
I might just tell her you're going to be here for all of September.
No, it's going to be Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night, leaving Tuesday. It's a 5-day stay at the DeMar household.
Bed and breakfast. Dude.
Luca's going to get to know Uncle Mikey really well.
Hey, listen, we got the mattresses at HQ. If I got to stay at HQ for a night, I could. That's not a problem. It's not a problem at all. Me and Jensen will snuggle up underneath the basketball
HQ's
hoop.
HQ's got a shower now. No water.
Does it really?
Yeah, no water yet, but it's got a shower.
It's fine. You got to have the shower first before you got the water.
Correct. That's exactly. And you know what they did? Shout out Next Level. Next Custom Level.
Leo?
Next Level Custom Builders.
Shout out Leo. You know, timetable set back a little bit. So you know what he did? He said, look, he fully understood it. He bought us a bidet. And the bidet is absolutely unbelievable. No, I don't think it's
Well, Bob, you wouldn't know what brand it is.
Yeah, he wouldn't. It's probably, let's just say it's a tushy.
It's probably a tushy.
It's a tushy. Yep.
And what happens is not only does it, you know, hit you with the squirt, all that, it's got everything that you need, but it'll dry it too. So the water will go away when you click dry. The water shoots back under, and then you get hit with the dryer.
It's got a fan.
Yeah.
It's like a blow dryer that blows.
You know that is a fucking great idea because there is a little bit of drippage after you use the bidet. That is a really really good feature. That's like you ever see those pieces of like cardio equipment, like the Stairmaster,
yes.
The little built-in
yes.
fans
yes.
in
yeah.
the cardio yeah. equipment.
Yeah.
Really nice idea.
Innovative.
I do think
cutting edge.
It's just kind of like circulating all of that like dew. Like, you know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
come on, man. It's like, fresh water. It's fresh water.
Yeah, I guess.
See, the thing is if you're ever in Bob's bad graces, just buy him a fucking tushy bidet and we're back.
Yeah. Guy likes a clean asshole.
I went to go take a shit. There's no button on the toilet. So you have to have the remote to flush it. And I couldn't find the remote.
Whoa. Stop. You put a toilet in HQ. The new toilet in HQ doesn't have a flusher?
That sounds.
That's a bad idea, Bob.
If we lose
that remote, we're fucked.
By the way, I could see Bob just pranking one of us going to take
100%
remote somewhere else.
No, you know what it is?
There's a ring camera in there just to fucking capture
a ring camera, and I guarantee there's a Wi-Fi. There's an app that can control that toilet, and Bob could fucking control the master app controller. You go in there after a big lunch.
He is in his mastermind now, dude.
Yep.
That's a problem, Bob. We need to work on that. That's not okay.
I see everything in that HQ, man. We got cameras going everywhere.
Bob is like in the casino. He's the eye in the sky, dude. He's just everywhere.
And then he comes out like Ace Rothstein, and just you get dragged out by two big security guards. You don't even know what you did wrong, and then he
puts your hands on the
fucking table with a jackhammer next to it. Says, you really want to do that again in here?
The FedEx guy came the other day. They dropped off the couch for the pod room. And he's like, I still got it. He's looking at the basketball court. He's like, I still got it.
You gotta be careful with that.
He comes over to the court, dude. Oh, he starts chucking up hairball. I have a video of it. And Jet's like, you can't laugh at the guy's face. Yeah, ready?
Oh, this is gonna be good. I hope he's worse than me, dude. I really do. That's
You know where my sick mind goes when he tells a story like that, though? It's like, God forbid this FedEx worker like falls on that court, twists his ankle, and then tries to go after. That's my concern with anything like that.
You know, Michael.
That's where my brain goes immediately. I hate to be the wrecker of fun. I really hate to be the wrecker of fun, but I do get concerned.
It's a fun house in there, man.
It's a fun
house. Listen to me laughing at this guy, dude.
Where's the other? Oh!
Listen, this.
Oh!
Yo, Bob is so bad, bro.
Bob goes, bang it. Michael, how does that work? Because if you go into, like, say, for example, you go to an amusement park,
right,
you don't have insurance on every single person that walks in there.
Yeah, but there, the amusement park, you're as the guest, you're taking on the responsibility of knowing, like, you're at a place where there's, like, an automatic waiver when you purchase your ticket that's in fine print whenever you buy that ticket to go into, like, Six Flags and shit like that.
There's
that
a you're, waiver?
Yes. I mean, you could still, like, if it's a disaster, like a big disaster,
such an idiot,
you could fucking sue them. But, like, for Bob's purposes,
well, yeah,
like,
you could get sued. Like,
the
if
FedEx
I
delivery
World,
guy
I
walks in the door and Bob wants to, you know, the guy's going in the Halo machine and it fucking, you know, just collapses on him, this could be a problem. This is where my head goes. You know, it's fucked up.
But wouldn't he be taking on the risk once he decides to engage in the activities?
Probably. I don't think so. I would say no, but again, this is a question for the higher ups at Bob HQ.
I asked Teddy. I you know what, Ja, I wouldn't put it past Goldberg to already have the place insured. You know what I mean? I'm sure Goldberg's
he's
got
on top of everything.
Gonna take a second to get you away from the video, but only because I want to shout out our friends over at Prize Picks. There's a QR code there. You can scan it right along with the boys and use promo code BDS. Prize Picks got everything that you need. They got you covered. Player picks, team picks, or even culture picks. They got something for everyone. Follow us along. Now let's get back to the video. Let's have ourselves.
Don't say too much to Mike. He's got a lot of pressure on him for week one. He's got
oh,
a lot
the
of
anxiety. God forbid, Cutsy's got a few slips going on. Like, I don't know if I can handle that kind of pressure. You know
what the problem is? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you exactly what the problem is, Joe. Here's the problem. We could, in theory, let's say college football Saturday, we have noon kickoff, and then there's 3:30 kickoff. Those are the first two big windows, right? We could go 2-0, and then it's immediately, while the second game is still going on, it looks like it's a winner. What's the next one? What's the next one? It never ends.
We're going to be golfing in the daytime, so that those first sets of kickoffs, you're not going to have to worry about.
Yeah, okay.
Joe,
come on. We're just going to sit on the sidelines?
That's not true.
It's not going to happen. Never. Never will happen, ever. We're not going to.
We're playing with the fans.
Yeah, that's yeah, we know that, but it doesn't mean we're not going to have action. I mean, what is that? That's going to. I mean,
I'll tell you this: when I do those things, I try not to have the action go because it'll completely deter me. I'll be completely distracted.
Go ahead, Bob.
We only did one other.
Go ahead, Bob.
When we did that thing with that jet kid, was I not locked in, Bob?
You were very good with him. Very good. Yeah, you were.
Actually, I'll put my hand up. I actually had a game. I had the Kentucky game. Remember, Bob, we went into the game because of the rain out.
That's true. He was yelling at Kentucky at the halfway out. So
but the rest of the round, I was dialed.
Yeah.
Kentucky went wild that day. It was great.
The problem is the TV. He's not going to be able to handle the TV. He's not going to be able to handle it.
I want as many.
Is the, oh, I was going to ask, is the TV on schedule, Bob? Because I know you said we were a little behind schedule. Is the, that doesn't look good. Joseph looks concerned.
It's a fight for week one.
Okay.
I got to be honest. It's okay. A fight for week one.
I thought it was coming this week.
I did too, Joe. Yeah, I did too. Everything's backed up. Everything.
Is that Leo or who's responsible?
No, it's not Leo. It's not Leo. It's just the video wall company. They have to. It is such an intricate thing. It's
yeah.
It's
it sounds it. It
now,
sounds
again,
like it really is.
What I'm finding out is Bob HQ is one thing, and you know, say what you want about Bob HQ. Yes, it's taken a long time. It's coming out great, and it's working out. I would do it 10 times out of 10. Bob's Bagels is going to take a long time.
One I would imagine.
Okay. There's
a
no
long
rush
time.
There.
It's you're opening up like Bob HQ. It's I guess in some ways it is a business because you're doing stuff through it. But Bob's Bagels is a legitimate, like, that's a business open to the public. So I would take as much time as you need for that. You know, like I wouldn't push that on the back burner at all.
Yeah, the thing that's, I guess, frustrating with it is some of it's so out of our control with permits and all that stuff that you just have to wait.
Yes.
You just got to wait in the city.
There's no, again, like Rome was not built in a day. There's no rush.
Mikey, we're going to need you for grand opening, too, for that.
Yeah, I want everybody behind the counter. Like, I want to really cut the
ribbon.
Force.
I want to be behind Bob when he cuts the ribbon. Yeah, I always wanted to hold that big pair of scissors, like not to cut the ribbon, but after you're done, I'd like to hold them just to see what they're like. The big scissors.
They'd look normal in your hands, dude. They'd look like a normal pair of scissors.
Yeah. Finally, it was my turn.
Oh yeah, there's an initial video of FP when he first started like doing brand. I think it was one of his first brand deals. He did something for Raising Cane's. It was like they're opening in New York. And they had like the mayor there, and they're like doing the ribbon cutting, and he's standing behind with his thumbs up, doing like a narrative. If anybody wants to do a deep dive of that is
Mike. It's the greatest ad deal ever done because FP like did like a voiceover, and it's like the most added thing. And he goes, and he's like, they cut the ribbon, and FP's like, great. He's like, finally, it's my turn to get my hands on them tasty little tenders.
Unbelievable. You know who else was in that? Was who was the guy?
Meals by Cuisine.
Yeah.
It used to be take care, comb your hair, and then it was he had to change it to like take care, brush your hair or something.
Is that so?
Yeah, something like that.
How did you know that, Michael?
I watch everything.
Mikey knows a lot, man.
You know what
I don't say much, but I watch.
He's the face of the Ohio State University.
Cooking with Daryl had changed his username out of Cooking with Daryl, and I said to him, I said, Daryl, you have to go back to that user. He put it to like his first initial and last name.
Oh no! Why would he do that?
I know. Did you do that willingly? It still says Cooking with Daryl somewhere, but
let me take a look.
It was a
travesty. By the way, I told Nicole yesterday I have to go order some more of those Mino steaks that he sent me. I think that those things.
They're tremendous.
I'm like craving them. I got like regular steaks at the Nicole brought them the other day. And like they're good ribeyes. I'm like, these don't have they don't throw a fucking finger
they're
in the
good.
Wind. The Mino steaks.
They're very good, the Mino steaks, yeah.
Did you try the bone in ribeye yet, Mikey?
Yes. Had that when I had the I had the Cougs over and we just did like four different steaks. I grilled like four. I did the filet, I did the ribeye, I did the bone out ribeye, and they are fucking tremendous, dude. God, it's cooking with _Daryl now.
Okay, so it just doesn't hit the same with that underscore, man.
I had the underscore for a while.
Something happened.
I have Joey .Coldcuts, and the real Joey Coldcuts who's out there is like a guy who doesn't even use his Instagram. I've hit him up multiple times. I can't get it.
Yeah. I could see Joe messaging him rather than being like, hey, man, like, you have your name. I'm going to be probably like, give me my username back.
Hi, this is actually the real Joey Coldcuts here. And I'd really like my name back, please. Thank you. You know, somebody DM'd me the other day, Bob, and they're like, you really should put Mikey V in your handle and get rid of like Bear Down Cuz because like we look for you and can't find Mikey V when we type in Mikey V. And I'm like, but I feel like that's such a proposition to put people through, man. I don't know how that works. You would know better than I, Bob.
I would agree with him. I think more people, the amount of people that look in Mikey V and don't get you. Now, good luck getting the Mikey V name. Like, somebody definitely has that.
But that's
this
what I mean.
Joey Coldcuts. It's not even anything on there. It's just a
Can
Joseph
I see the
Mello.
Messages, Joe? Click the messages. That
I've hit him up. Oh, no, I haven't hit him up since 2022. I said, hey, man, just wondering if I could get the account name off of you. I should hit him up again, man. You guys only got 676 followers and no posts. Joseph
Bella.
You should. If you're listening somewhere out there.
Yeah, Mikey, I'd like my profile. Say, the amount of people that probably have tried to search you that didn't find you because they don't know what the Bear Down Cuz. I actually, gun to my head, would go with Mikey V.
But do you do like Mikey V and then just do like Mikey V dot? Like period, like Joe has Mikey V dot Bear Down Cuz, so it's like it all comes up. Or is that too long? Is that too clunky?
I don't think that's bad. Now see how it like writes out, but yeah, I don't think that's bad at all.
If he has in his bio Bear Down Cuz, if someone searches, it doesn't come up. It's only if it's in your username.
Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah, username.
Yeah, that's why it's tough.
But
it's
tough. You could combine them actually, and if it looks okay, I don't think it's a bad idea. I agree with that guy.
All right.
What is your thing? Is your thing just Bear Down Cuz?
It's just Bear Down Cuz. That's
yeah.
I'd argue that you're more known as Mikey V than
it almost stresses me out knowing the amount of people that probably searched Mikey V for him and couldn't find him.
Some guy, some psycho wrote me a paragraph long thing, and I don't mean to call him a psycho. He's probably a great guy. Great guy. Keep following along. I love you very much. he wrote like a paragraph like, bro, like I've talked to like some of my friends, like we try to type in BDS, we try to type in Mikey BDS, and like nothing pops up. Like you would have three times more, which is an exaggeration. But this is what this guy wrote, this whole thing. And I'm like, I don't know. I
always He's get looking out for you.
Changing.
Yeah. Yeah. I tend to agree.
Maybe I'll experiment with that.
By the way, you know, it just takes a couple of promo tags that we put up there for, you know, your thing. And all of a sudden people find your new username. And then.
And I appreciate the support from the boys this week also during the Battle of the Ambassadors.
Wow. What a story that was.
I do want to get into the buy or sell. Fellas have a back-to-back ad reads, and then let's get into the buy or sell. I got a few things.
Let's start it off today with telling you that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our friends at Quo. Quo. You know the moment when you text your whole team, did anyone follow up with that guy? Silence, tumbleweeds, one thumbs up emoji 2 hours later. Meanwhile, the customer has already moved on, gotten married, started a new business, and retired. At some point, you're just like, let's fucking Quo. That's why today's episode is brought to you by Quo, spelled Q-U-O, the business phone system built so you never, ever miss a call. All your calls, texts, and voicemails live in one place, so anyone on your team can pick up a conversation, see the full history, and respond fast. That means no missed customers, no missed opportunities. That's a dream come true for a business owner, in my opinion, Bob. Quo's built-in AI agent handles after-hour calls, answers questions, even books appointments. So you never miss a lead, even when your team is offline. So money is on the line. Always say hello with Quo. Try Quo for free, plus 20% off your first 6 months when you go to quo.com/ You know what? D-U-M-B. Dumb. That's quo.com/dumb.
We're also brought to you this episode by Kickoff. August is summer's last call. What are you doing to squeeze the most out of it? Last beach trip, Michael? Last cookout? Last late night out? Well, here's what you got to do. Where are your current credit goals? Or what do you think your audience can achieve with better credit? I'll tell you right now. Users with credit under 600 grow an average of 86 points just by paying on time. Listen, that is as easy as it gets. You want to go from 600 to 686, 700, start being back to where you belong? Go ahead, use Kickoff. And you know what? Here's what you do with transparent, affordable plans starting at just $5 a month, no hidden fees, zero interest. Kickoff helps you score big when it comes to credit. Join Kickoff today. Get your first month for as little as $1. That's 80% off the normal price when you go to getkickoff.com/dumb today. That's K-I-K-O-F-F without the C. Getkickoff.com/dumb.
There's no way.
Kickoff.
Let's go to the buy or sell. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? I'll start us off. I got two buys. Two quick buys. One, Ben and Jerry's tonight dough I had last night.
Oh, it's a good flavor.
Oh my God.
What is that one?
That could be my favorite ice cream in the world.
Whoa.
The question is, what's not in that flavor, Joe?
Is that dough means there's cookie dough. I can imagine there's some kind of variation of brownie.
Want to hear Bob, you took down that whole pint too.
Oh, let's hear it, Mikey.
In the fastest.
Yeah. I'd love to pull up the macros for that puppy.
Pull up the old metrics, Michael.
Let me take a look at those nutrition facts on there. DoorDash, conveniently, they put that on there for you. You don't even have to do much digging. It's right there. Face. As if you want to fucking know. Like, why include it? All right, here we go. Oh, no, that's half-baked. Bob, continue.
I didn't know the name of the flavor, so I put Ben & Jerry Jimmy Fallon, because I remember Jimmy Fallon.
He's on the cover of it. Yeah, that's
right. Is that his flavor?
Joe, it is. Yeah, I think they did probably a limited run with him, and then they realized how good it was. It's my dream assortment. It has everything I'm looking for.
Joe, guess how many calories in a pint of that tonight, though?
I'm going to go with 1,200.
1,210. 1,210 on the nose is right. 1,210 is on the nose. 65 grams of fat, 32 grams of saturated fat. 1.5 grams of trans fat.
Oh, that's a lot of fat.
430 milligrams of sodium. Total carbohydrates is a fucking laser. 142 on the carbs.
What does that even mean, dude?
107 grams of sugar.
Oh, man.
This guy should just lick the sugar cane, dude.
Oh, I got to get to that treadmill.
18 grams of protein.
That's good.
Yeah.
What does it consist of? Brownie?
Yeah, give him the ingredient. It's my dream. It is so good.
Cream, liquid sugar, sugar, water.
Hold on.
I'm telling you,
just the main ingredient. The what's on front of the pint.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're not the metrics, but like
corn
what is
syrup?
In it?
Fucking.
Well, corn syrup's not good.
Pressed soybean oil. No. But that is what it said. Caramel and chocolate. Why does it keep doing that? Caramel and chocolate ice cream with chocolate cookie swirls and gobs of chocolate chip cookie dough and peanut butter cookie dough.
Oh, my God.
That wasn't good.
That sounds like a glutton's dream, dude.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, you hit the clouds and you get your hands on that,
dude. Is
it good, Mikey? Oh, it is.
It's unbelievable.
Well, my personal favorite Ben & Jerry's is Chunky Monkey. That is my absolute goat flavor.
Is that banana? Like banana?
Yeah, with the walnuts in it. Yeah, I love that, dude.
Really?
I love that, dude.
Dude, they got to take that gob word out of there. That
gob is a tough descriptor.
I don't like that.
Brutal.
That's a good buy, though, Bob.
If you eat a gob of anything, that's just like such a fat adjective.
I have never heard of that except for gobstopper. I've never heard of anything else.
It's a fadjective. It's a fadjective. Fat adjective.
Great, man. Peanut butter is just fucking awesome, man. And some people like, you know, you put it in a smoothie, like peanut butter in a smoothie is so good. It's just fucking fantastic. And then another quick buy. I gotta tip the cap. We busted his balls, but Mikey's Breezy Ambassador campaign was a masterclass in the amount of Breezy that this guy put the brand on his back. You know, called me about it, Mike Berger, and he said, I got to tell you, he can sell, man. He really comes out genuine. Like, Mikey went against Nut in this Breezy Ambassador. Nut has the power of YouTube, so he's got a big YouTube channel, like, and whatnot. And Mikey just outclassed him.
That was awesome.
No disrespect to Nut. Nut's an unbelievable ambassador, but in this week particular, everything came up, Mikey. Like, he went out and he earned it.
By the way, I gave the flowers to the faithful, and they came at me like piranhas, dude. I was like trying to say, you know what? I guess the brotherhood is stronger than I've given them credit for.
But the comment was a backhanded comment, Joe. It was a backhanded comment.
Indeed, that sounded a little bit backhanded.
It was not meant. No, that's where I'm sometimes misunderstood. I was being honest.
100%, you're misunderstood. That's never been debated by anybody.
I was actually saying that in the past, I've kind of come at the brotherhood for being, you know, small.
And you're a member, by the way.
I am. I'm probably long term than 90%.
You're on the 299 script, which is really, I mean, that's very generous.
You should be up in the charge for me. But that being said,
I can't. You're grandfathered in Instagram. Grandfathered in.
But the thing is that I wasn't being facetious or trying to undermine anything. And these guys come at my throats, dude. It's unbelievable. Now, I will say to Mikey's credit, he does back me up. I do. He kind of puts in the bear paw and try to try to intervene so that like people don't keep coming at my throat. But some of these guys, like, I'm a fellow brotherhood member. These guys come at my throat like they hate me.
You want to hear the comment, Bob?
Yeah.
When
I really
missed the three,
verbatim.
When I missed the three pointers, Bob, these guys were celebrating. They were betting on the under.
Yeah, that was
three-pointers.
That was sad.
By the way, there's a couple brotherhood members who I really like, and they give me the intel about what some of these fucking lunatics on the other side.
That was the saddest I've ever seen the D-man.
The worst day. I lost to a hater. I lost to Doggett. And then I went over and I fucking completely flopped on the three-pointers. I never felt like more of a failure
The comment was, guess the brotherhood is bigger than I initially gave credit to. Emoji hand up.
Yeah, that's a hand up.
Bob, has that not got a little Joey D undertone? That not got a little Spicer zinger to it?
Without doubt. Without a doubt. That is just classic.
It's understood, man.
100%. 100%.
I was trying to be.
I'm trying to get people to see the light. I tell Bob every week. I said, I will have people turned on Joe. They will understand.
No, I mean, it's been my
life. He's a man to be treasured and loved. He is.
Yeah, and he is. And he is. But we still have
But not by enough, Bob. Not by enough people.
Yeah, but they will, bro. When they're going to, they'll realize by the end.
Sometimes you don't realize what you got until it's gone.
Yeah. Some guy messaged me about Joe, Bob, this guy's got to go. I just responded. I love him. And he goes, yeah, I know you do, you fucking idiot. I was like, why did I even respond? Like, I was like, why did I even bother responding? I just sent back, I love him. Yeah. All right, let's go to buy or sell. Petey, what do you got?
I got to get Bob some credit here. This one, this buy is I would never have experienced this without Bob. So I had Bob and Jed over, I'd say over a month ago now for dinner. We had steaks and Bob brought over something, which I thought was kind of a wild play, but at the time I was like, okay, I'll try it. Bob brought over a steak sauce. And I was like, okay, you know, I've never gone over to somebody's house to have steaks and brought steak sauce. It's got to be pretty good. He's got to really like it. Michael, I tell you what, man, I can't live without this steak sauce, dude. I am the Peter Luger's classic steak sauce. Mm-hmm. It is tremendous to the point now where I'm having steaks. I went out for a steak the other day. I almost brought this sauce with me to have
to the butchers,
to the butchers club, which by the way, you have to come when you cut. It's that place. The butchers club is unbelievable, yeah, but I almost Peter Luger steak sauce with me. It is unbelievable. Best. It's got this tangy little undertone, but it doesn't overpower the meat, but it just.
Go ahead. Go ahead. It doesn't overpower the meat.
It doesn't overpower the meat, but it's just right. So.
Go ahead.
This is from the other night.
This is what he sent to me about. I go, how is the
butcher? Wait, Mikey. I unplugged. Wait, Mikey. I want to hear this. I unplugged.
I asked Joe how the butcher's was, and this was the message.
Michael, I got to take you to this place. This butcher's club, man. Michelin guy. Place is elite, like really fucking good. And we went balls to the wall. Started off with a tuna coconut ceviche, fresh chili, cilantro, some lime. Then we did a beautiful, it was called the Ford's Farm, I think, tomatoes and burrata salad. Oh my God, it was delightful. Sun cold tomatoes. I think there was some pickled Meyer lemon in there. So they had this beautiful sourdough that they handmade that came with it. It was so good. And then we really fucking went balls to the wall. So we did that. We did the tuna ceviche. We did some truffle fritters. These things, they were fucking unbelievable.
Oh, the fritter!
Jalapenos that they de-seed and then they stuff them with truffle and then
this
it is so good. House-made Parker house rolls.
These things are amazing.
They melt in your mouth and they're served accompanied with whipped PGA honey butter. It's like I guess they make it in house. We did a spicy rigatoni, some pasta course, a little Calabrian chili, some vodka, burrata, garlic crumbs, and then bro, we went balls out. We did a fucking beautiful cowboy 21-ounce bone-in ribeye. All the accoutrements. We did lobster mac and cheese. We did a variety of sauces, including a creamy horseradish that was to die for. And then on top of that, we did, I think, a potatoes gratin. We did some asparagus. We had a couple desserts, bro. It was unbelievable.
Dude. Dude,
we had plenty of leftovers for Tita Flo, dude. That's
Tita Flo. It makes my tonight though look like I had an apple. I mean, that is fucking crazy.
That's not all you had, Bob. You didn't just have tonight though.
Pizza.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God, that
Bob, this place is elite. We got to go. We have got to go.
Look good.
Joe, that steak sauce is the most. I agree. It's like I don't want to go to a steakhouse without
bringing. That's crazy.
I go to people's houses. If they're cooking steak, I come with sauce.
Now, do you come with the sauce? So like, do you come with like a new bottle? So it's like, here you go, try this, or do you come with like
a new bottle to my house?
Yeah, I've come with half.
See, that's a little, that's a tough look. That's a tough look doing that.
I mean, it's hard to have a steak without that sauce. It is
so good, man. It is so Peter Luger's classic steak sauce, man. They're doing it right. And that's my buy. Man, that's a tough. Now, I didn't think that we. That description's tough, but
I didn't think it was tough. I thought it was excellent as usual.
But it sounds like we had the entire menu. We went very appetizer heavy because we just did the one steak between the two of us.
The lobster mac and cheese and then the scalloped potatoes on top of that is crazy. What did he call
the potatoes on gratin?
Potatoes gratin.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
How about the jalapenos de-seeded stuffed with whatever? with truffle.
It was in a mousse bouche, so there was only one each.
Come on, Joe. You can't expect us to not laugh at this.
Dude, I'm very passionate about my meals, man.
Yes, you are.
One of the few things that I feel like I'm very good at. Like one of the very few.
Jalapeno stuffed truffle does not sound. That sounds like
unbelievable. Bob, you would have loved it, man. I'm telling you.
What was the Meyer lemon? What was that? The pickled
I think that was in what's that in this? Oh, the burrata salad, I think.
Yeah. I think they use pickled Meyer lemon.
But they do a pesto sourdough, Mikey, that they bake in house, and you can like literally put the tomatoes and the burrata on top, almost like a wafer, and you just
like a Highline bruschetta almost.
Oh yeah, it is.
Very happy, very pleased to hear about you. You're loving the sauce. That's good.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm gonna give flowers when flowers are due, and I will come at you when I don't like something. But I gotta be true. I think Bob bringing that, I was like, this is kind of a wild move. He also brought beautiful Wagyu steaks that night too, so I gotta give him credit for that. But I think the steak sauce resonated more with me than the steaks. Steak sauce, and Bob says he puts it on his eggs. He put it on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I do, man. I am obsessed with this. It gets to the point where I'm not even craving the steak. I crave the sauce. So I make a steak just to have the sauce.
Yeah.
And I'll go full primal with it. I'll put it on the cutting board and then you know, take it and scoop it and eat it. Like, I won't even put it to the plate and just go right from the board.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Fair play.
Great. It's fucking great.
What's your buy sell, Mikey?
Yeah.
It could be a buy or a sell. I'm going to do it as a buy, though. It's been going on for centuries, I feel like. But the other day, I'm at this place for lunch, and a very good friend of mine is sitting down at the other end of the bar. And this happens all the time. And this is the right way to do it. When you buy someone a drink and you say to the bartender, can you do me a favor? I'm having lunch. I said, can you send that guy a drink? A good friend of mine. I was like, okay, guy accepted the drink. He was toward the end of his meal. He had the drink and he says, he thanked me, said goodbye and leaves. I love that. I'm buying that process. I'm selling the buyback on the complimentary drink. It defeats the whole purpose of sending somebody a cocktail, buying somebody a cocktail, when they then in turn are like, now go send him a drink. I don't like that play. I think it defeats the whole purpose. Low man wins, first guy to the ball. I'm just saying, like, I think that's the proper process. It never made any sense to me. I'm going to buy you a drink. Now I'm going to buy you a drink. Now, like, what is that? That's not the purpose of it. I wanted to send you the drink. I got to it first. That's the way to handle it, in my opinion.
We had that happen to us at Pinehurst. Remember, Bob, we were getting ready to play Pinehurst number 10, and there was a dad and his son sitting in the
booth. Really nice.
And they sent us like a big appetizer, like one of those
very nice
sampler like things, and it very was so nice. And all they did is they didn't come over; they just kind of like waved at us. And we're like, "Thank you so much!" Like, it was very classy,
dude. That's a power move. One thing to send a drink; you send an appetizer. Dude, that's a wild. Fucking power that's move,
wild.
Man.
That's wild. Yeah.
You know what I like doing is if I know somebody's going out to a restaurant or friends or whatnot, I like calling ahead and paying the bill. I did it for my friend Tyler the other night, and then. They come over and they say that they've taken the bill. You take care of the tip on there. That's another nice touch.
Very nice. Very nice. So I'm buying that the allowing that process to happen without feeling like you got to double down and buy it back.
Good kid.
Well, originally the bartender busted my balls, and she goes, oh yeah, he wants, he's going to take a drab of King Louis the 13th. I said, whoa. I said, that's fine if that's a gay. I knew he was breaking balls though. So I don't know what he had. I think a cognac or something. Look at the big fellow. Look at him. Look at him, bro. Look at the Bandon Dunes polo on his body. He's so big, dude. He's so big.
Dude, he's running around like crazy now.
It's that Bandon Dunes onesie, man. That's a pat. You should just every clubhouse he goes to get it.
I do. Yeah. I don't even get stuff for myself anymore. I just get
that's
stuff
awesome.
For Luca. He's
we
got
to do that for Breezy, man.
PJs. I've been telling Jeff
Shinnecock PJs.
He does.
That's insane, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, insane. The Brilliant and Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at Keeper Security. Keeper is a password manager that creates strong, unique passwords for all your accounts, stores them securely in one place, and logs you in automatically across all your devices. So you never have to remember, guess, or worry about getting locked out of your passwords again. Whether you're running a household or a business, the same system extends to your whole team. You control who has access to what, share login securely, and keep data protected without adding extra work to anybody's day. From individuals to families, growing companies, Keeper's the password managers millions turn to when they want their accounts actually locked down tight. Right now, Keeper's offering 60% off personal and family plans at keepersecurity.com/dumb. This incredible offer is only for podcast listeners. That's keepersecurity.com/dumb for 60% off personal and family plans. And if you're running a team at work, check out Keeper's business plans. Just make sure you use our link so we know that we sent you. keepersecurity.com/dumb. You know what I was thinking? Like, it'd be a good idea for your backyard, Pete. Like, if you're not going to have that, like, fence, you should actually give that pesty a try. It's an interesting thing, especially for the summer, where they come by and they spray, they give you the kit, you spray or whatever. I mean, it seems like a reasonable price for the chance of having no bugs. Because bugs, summer, it's not a bad
I'll be play. Honest, this summer, we really have been blessed. I have not really, because we have like the pool without the screen. It has not been bad. We've been very lucky. Like, I mean, maybe the area that we're in is just like, it's not as bad. I thought it was going to be horrible. It's not been bad. But that being said, Bob, tomorrow we have the putting green guys coming. It's going in tomorrow. Now I gotta put my hand up here. I did not realize, and I don't know why. I'm such an idiot. We're part of an HOA. I didn't tell them that we had guys coming in to put in a massive putting surface. So the other day we're coming back from dinner, and Nicole's like, have you like let the HOA know that? And I was like, oh my God, dude. Yeah. Cause they have like sprinklers in my lawn and stuff that come up and sprinkle. And they water the whole yard. So thankfully our neighbors, part of the HOA, Nicole sent out this, you had to fill out all these forms.
Yeah.
Get a surveyor plot of the land and show where you're, dude, it's crazy. Yeah. Nicole did it all. God bless her. But I didn't realize.
And they approved it.
Yeah, they went ahead and improved it. So now I'm in the clear, because I didn't realize if you put this shit in without telling them,
you're
like subject to fines. And like, I was like, oh my God. But putting green should be installed. Back Nine Greens, dude. By the end of this week, I'm going to have a nice little putting surface back there. So Mikey, when you come, bring that putter, or we'll get a putter from HQ.
I got to bring my clubs anyway for Saturday. So.
That's going to make it pop, Pete. That's going to make that backyard pop.
They said they're going to do some lighting back there too. So like in the evenings, they'll have like the holes will be illuminated. It's going to be very nice.
Yeah. All right. Something that I do just want to touch on really, really quickly. We gave it a lot of time not to bring the mood down of the podcast. And I'll be very brief with it. I don't have much to say. We've given it time. I wanted to respect her privacy. I also understand, you know, when you're in a relationship and, you know, with our fan base and you show it and you bring it, you know, to light, it's fair to at least just say something about it. Me and Narod split. Been a really, really tough couple months. Like it really has. It's been really, really tough. I have a lot of love for her. I have a lot of love for her family and all. And I think it makes it harder when you do have a lot of love to nobody's fault of each other. It just... it wasn't meant to be. It didn't work out, and it sucks. It's been really, really tough, but that's really all I have to say about it. And again, we've given it time. We split a couple months ago, so, you know, we were engaged, and it didn't work out. It's been a really, really tough time, and, you know, it wasn't meant to be, and looking forward to at least, you know, trying to move forward. It's helped being on the road and trying to keep busy, but I did feel the need to at least just let people know that this had happened, you know, a couple months ago. And again, I wanted to respect her privacy, and I hope people with her as well, but I have a lot of love for her, and it definitely makes it a lot harder. And that's really all I have to say about that.
Good for you. I mean, the thing is, our lives, you know, are great, and being in social media, you know, it's awesome because you can kind of highlight everything. But unfortunately, sometimes when you're under the microscope of everything, you know, your personal private relationship now kind of becomes public to everyone else because everybody's watching what you're doing and whatnot. So, yeah, good for you, Bob. I mean, you know, these things happen. And unfortunately, you know, if it happened and we weren't in social media, no one would even know, or, you know, but.
Yeah,
you know, everything people, we do now is under the microscope, so people start to wonder, and I you know,
it people is what want it is. You to be transparent, but people have to also understand, like, you could be transparent to a point, but, like, at the end of the day, like, you're not there, like, people aren't entitled to real intimate family goings on, you know what I mean? Like, it's transparency to a point, but, like, then, like, when you put the boundary, like, people should respect that slightly, you know, because, like, we could be transparent to a point, but again, like, we don't ask any questions about, it's like strangers asking questions about your ultimate, most intimate private life. That's not something that should be an entitlement to people. It should be what you're choosing to give. And I think, Bob, you said it perfectly.
Yeah, I didn't know how to go about it too. Like, obviously I was going through about it, you know, personally with her. So, like, that was my number one focus, and I didn't know, you know, do you mention anything? Like, obviously I needed time, she needed time, and I would ask you guys. It's been very, very tough. I just didn't know when to say anything. And, you know, we're both moving on, we're both moving forward, and again, I have a lot of love for her, which makes it a lot harder. That, like, I don't hate the person that you split up with, but yeah, I appreciate you guys. The support obviously has been incredible, but I do think it was time to at least just let people know, because we let them into our lives to a degree. And yeah, anyway, keeping it moving forward, let's go into Ask Bob and tough.
That's
tough.
Yeah, we should have tried to
do that earlier.
We should have.
Talk about rubbing salt into an open wound.
Yeah.
I'll go first. I don't mind going first, but Bob, I do need you to leave the room for a second, because today we're gonna do Pictionary. Bobby Pictionary.
Watch, I just never come back. Like,
just leave the headphones hanging over the mic.
All right, so Michael, I already showed you this, but for you the did. People watching at home, you seem to think he's not going to get this. I seem to think I think he is.
No. I didn't think you gave the alternative. So Joe's holding up a picture of the Queen.
Queen Elizabeth II.
But you said the alternative that you were thinking was Mother Teresa. I think there was better odds he would get Mother Teresa than
Queen. I think this is more recognizable. Okay. But yeah, I mean,
pop culture wise, maybe you're right. It's more modern, you know, which is more, you know, his wheelhouse. So
now, when she died, right. What, last year, a couple of years ago, she died? Was it not?
Yeah, very recently. I would say like last year.
Maybe 2 years.
Queen Elizabeth, I want to say 2024.
Rest in peace.
Oh, 2022. She's been dead Holy 4 years
shit.
Already.
Dude, time is passing by at a freaking ridiculous rate. So, all right. I don't know. Bob might not be coming.
Okay, there he is. There he is.
All right.
You know, I never noticed that judge picture in the background. Is he wearing like a paddock in that picture?
Yeah, he is.
Wow.
Yeah, he's iced out. That's an iced out judge. Piece. Yeah, an iced out judge.
I never noticed that the judge picture, he's wearing like a Patek Philippe in the background.
Yeah, well, people give me shit because it looks like he's got like World Series rings on and he doesn't have one. You know what I mean? Like,
Yankees are a whole nother discussion.
Okay. The Red Sox, too, don't stop winning, man. It's crazy.
Here we go.
All right, Bob. This week for the Ask Bob, Bobby Pictionaries, I would like you to tell all of us, who is this woman?
I needed this. Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, wow.
I'm
Do
back.
You really? Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. That's Queen Elizabeth.
Wow.
Good for you, Bob.
Good for you, Bob.
Yeah.
Good
for really, you. That was a good question, because that could have really gone south.
I told Mikey I thought that
I didn't
between
he,
two people.
He gave two people, and I thought the odds of getting the other one were better, which means maybe he would get the other one too, maybe, Jeff. We don't know. But I'm not gonna say who it is. We gotta hold that one.
Good for you, Bob. That's a great start to the Ask Bob this week.
I'm so fucked up from the Ask Bob though that even while I was saying Queen Elizabeth, I was I was waiting for you guys to just break out in laughter.
No, that was
great. I thought
that one is one else, like I think it's the thing is, I always try to do something that I think commonly I would think more people than not would know. But then I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes you nail it, sometimes you don't. But good start.
Now here's the one that I've been really
Bobby Maths.
This I've been worried about.
This is a simple conversion mathematics question. Very simple, very simple. Bob, you travel in a vehicle or in any vessel, but let's just say you travel in your car for 30 minutes. You go on a 30-minute car drive. During that drive, from the second you start to the second you end, you travel at exactly 70 miles per hour during that trip. How many miles have you encompassed at the end of your 30-minute trip, traveling 70 miles an hour consistently from start to finish?
Repeat the question.
Okay. Traveling in a car for 30-minute trip in a vehicle. There's no stopping. There's no traffic lights. There's no slowing down. You maintain a consistent speed of 70 miles an hour during that 30-minute stretch. How many miles have you encompassed from point A to point B, start to finish?
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
35.
That's it. That's it. That's it. Very well done. Very well done. Good. 2 for 2.
Good. Bob, this
what a week. What a week.
It's nice. It's really, really nice. Last week was a tough week, man.
Last week was
a really tough week. We told FP about that. He was just like beside himself.
Who?
Yeah, we told FP about it. It's beside himself. Yeah. Like, all right. Yeah, that was really fucking nice.
Mikey said 25% off, and then he went ahead and gave the people 30% off on his
Bear down
10.
That Bear down 30 went fucking
What a masterclass. Wild. How did you do that blind ranking, Mikey?
I found a filter where I can make my own now, Bob. I'm going to just be franking these fuckers out, dude.
Man,
yeah, I could just make them, and it's not hard to do at all. It is not
top,
hard to do.
Top brilliantly dumb show moments?
Yeah, I could do that. I could do anything. Anything your mind could possibly imagine. Yeah, yeah.
The world
Bob, I'll give you the secret on the side. I don't want to give out the secret on the show.
Because
it'd be bad for business.
And what did you put at? Was one the sweatshirts or one was
the hoodie? I had the hoodie at one. I had to have a day at two, though, because I do think our hats are iconic to the brand.
I love that. I'd probably go hat one, hoodie two. The hoodies are amazing.
The hoodies are so good, bro. They're butter. They're butter. Yeah. This one, too. And this isn't even like our normal hoodie. And this is just like.
Correct.
That's the
7-Eleven one? Yeah, dude. It's so good, this one.
I've been writing a list of people that we would love to, or companies that we would love to do like a breezy collab with. Like the 7-Eleven one was awesome. The Fireball one was awesome. Lab did the Uncrustables collab.
Yeah, that was cool.
I would love Breezy to do something like Breezy and Chili's and Breezy or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that would be
Imagine a Breezy triple dipper.
Oh man, I would say Breezy and Arby's. We're still in contract talks.
Oh,
long back and forth. Long back and forth.
I mean, the guy got in a fucking fighter jet.
It was a good showing.
The guy's gone above and beyond.
I was playing Maverick from fucking Top Gun to do it. I mean,
I gotta be honest.
Show you the goods.
I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I have put the body on the line for.
Yeah, I mean that's a life or death. That's a life or death situation, man.
More for Archie's than fucking Alex, Alex, whatever her name is, like by a long shot.
I feel strongly too about the Arby's move. Like I really believe that they get so disrespected, and when you go to an Arby's, so I feel strong about that, and I want to keep that going. I mean, it would really. It would suck. Now, look, I mean, would I test the market? Yeah. Yeah, I would test the market. Yeah,
you know? But you know what, Bob? The Bobby Arby's collab has had reverberating effects. I even found myself in a deal with Arby's thanks to Bobby Arby's. I mean, this is a no-brainer.
I think a lot of people have gone through that drive-through. A lot of people.
And listen, if you thought that the Brotherhood was bigger than you thought – the Bobby Army is massive. I mean, it really is. It's a strong force.
Yeah. Yeah.
Day.
Yeah,
the day. All right. Actually, speaking in, I guess that, you know, transfers us over really well.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah, what we're going to be doing here is top five most iconic fast food items. So I don't even think you need to say the best. This is the top five most iconic fast food items. We've done something similar before we got to the snake draft. The snake draft era has been a whole different era for us, so I'm excited for this. Tip of the cap to Mikey. Mikey does it again. You guys have been doing really well. I've been in the fucking shitter. It's really been Mikey and Joe back and forth. D, you came in second. I came in last. So Mikey will go to you, and then we'll go to the D-man of where I'd like to go.
I'm going to take one.
He's going to take one.
I'll go three.
Petey's going to go three.
I'm interested to see what Mikey goes with at one here.
Me too. I didn't see one coming. Top five most iconic.
I think the most iconic fast food item, if you ask anybody, like especially in America, I think it has to be. And again, we're not saying the best, but I think the most iconic is the Big Mac. I do think the Big Mac is the most iconic fast food item.
Yeah, I think that's the right play. I do. For me, I'm going to go with the Crunchwrap Supreme then at two.
I mean, I'm shocked that I am getting this at three. I am really shocked. No, I'm not diminishing the two picks. They're good. McDonald's French fries, to me,
it's a great fry. It's a great fry, saying, but how could you be shocked? It's the third pick. There's only two other things that could go ahead of it. You're shocked? If it lasts in the third round, I can understand insane to say you're shocked. It's the third
pick.
He's
a big set. He likes to sell his pick before he gives the pick. You know
by the way,
I mean?
Great pick.
It's a great pick. Great pick, Petey.
And I'm going to wrap around with the Wendy's Frosty.
Yeah,
it's a good one too, B.
That frosty just never ever misses, dude. It just never.
I could dunk my McDonald's French fries into a Wendy's Frosty.
Yeah, it's never missed ever. It's never missed ever.
Bro, you know what was a great era of the Brilliantly Dumb Show?
The Wendy's era?
The Wendy's era of the purple. Man. What was the purple frosty?
The triple berry.
That was peak Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Remember
those
biggie bags, the golf bags? I still have mine.
Yeah, I got mine in the basement. Remember when they had the Frosty stand at the Breezy Open?
Tell you what,
they had
Bobby, they had
a fucking Frosty stand, and me and D-Man drove around the Nugget cart. Remember
that?
If Arby's goes, it might be
time to call our girl back.
I will ride or die for Arby's. I believe in Arby's, and I'm standing by Arby's. I really
but
and I want
I'm
a long-term
in a
deal.
World where it doesn't work.
There is a but.
Our girl's still there. By the way, I saw on Instagram the other day they posted something. She's still following all of us.
Is she?
She's following Really Dumb, yeah. Bear Down Cuz, Joey Cold Cuts. Yeah. She's right there, dude.
Yeah.
We love her. I mean,
we do. Look,
it was
I'm committed fun, to Arby's.
Fun spot. Remember I went in to do an ad read, I came home with all this Wendy's. It was just.
You can't let me test the market.
That was the most bizarre thing when they did the nugget thing and they sent you to like a local Wendy's and you had to go pick up your order, but it was like pre-called in by Wendy's corporate.
That was cool though.
It was, but it was also like very bizarre to explain that to the local Wendy's employee to be like, yeah, I'm the guy here for the 100 fucking different nuggets. And they're like, wow, what's going on?
That was for the tasty nugs, right?
Yes, yes. The saucy nugs.
The saucy
nugs. Yes, yes.
The manager came from the back and then Yeah. He's doing the fries.
Yeah. Oh, he's here. He's here. Yeah. Give it to him.
Yeah. I'm the guy.
Yeah. Not like I was doing like a drug deal or something.
Yeah. It was bizarre. Those
bags without having to provide any proof of payment. It was
bizarre.
Quite nice. All right. So it's back to Bob now.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Chick-fil-A sandwich. Give me the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
The spicy or regular?
Same. I think I could go either.
Fair.
All right, I'm going to take the Whopper.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the wraparound, I'm going to take McDonald's McNuggets. I'm going to take the McNugget.
That's a good one. Yeah, nuggets. Dude, when I will say this. If you just look at, like, items that are iconic, my list is littered with McDonald's. I think from a menu standpoint,
they have heavy hitters, iconic items on
No
doubt about it. No doubt about it. I won't dispute that.
Yeah, they do, man. They really do. Okay, great call on the Whopper there, Michael. I am going to go with give me the Chalupa.
All right. For my first one, I'm going to go with the Baconator.
Yep.
And then so I got Baconator, McDonald's fries. I'm going to go with the Quarter Pounder with cheese from McDonald's.
Banger, 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 banger.
Robert?
Oh, is it me?
Yeah,
it is. Yes, it is. I apologize. You can go ahead and lock me in for the In-N-Out double-double.
Now, Michael, does that count as fast food?
Yeah.
Not to be a ball breaker?
Yeah. In-N-Out fast food. Yeah, 100%.
Okay. I just...
No, yeah, 100%.
For In-N-Out?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, when you guys said fast food, I was thinking like the classic like fast food. Like to me, like Shake Shack and In-N-Out are almost like a different tier, but that's
well,
fine.
I think Shake Shack I would agree on a different tier, but In-N-Out's been doing it.
I know, but In-N-Out and Shake Shack to me are like one and 1A, 1B. I don't see them as much different, but that's fine. If Mikey thinks there's no issue, then that's fine.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah,
every once in a while the committee just needs to, you know,
yeah, just from, keep the committee in check. That's okay.
I'm gonna go back to back to finish it off. I'm gonna take KFC original recipe fried chicken, the original recipe, the bucket fried chicken, and then I'm gonna throw a breakfast item out there. I'm gonna throw out the Egg McMuffin because I do think that is the most signature sandwich, the Egg McMuffin.
Yep.
And I'm done. Bob, last pick.
I'm going to go lock me in for the McGriddle.
Great one.
Good one. I have two burgers, fries, and a Frosty. So this last pick, I can kind of get a little bit...
We're so fat, dude. Like wonky with it.
Yeah, but remember, you're not trying to build a diversified menu. It's just the most iconic. It's not like you're building. Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, great picks so far, though.
I'm just going through what I have to see because there's still a lot of contenders on the board here, and I just don't know. Like, I'm gonna go with the Taco Bell cheesy gordita crunch.
Banger. Banger.
T-Bell,
I think Petey put together a nice list.
He sure did.
I think he put together a really nice list.
All right, here we go.
I'll tip the cap, Petey. I will tip the cap. I think it's a great list.
I had the one pick. The Big Mac, Whopper, McNuggets, KFC original recipe fried chicken, Egg McMuffin. Bob's got Crunchwrap Supreme, the Chick-fil-A sandwich, the Chalupa, In-N-Out double-double, and a McGriddle. Joe's got McDonald's fries, the Frosty, the Baconator, QP with cheese from McDonald's, and Taco Bell Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
I like Petey's list. I like Petey's list.
Those first three are going to go a long way.
I like the fries with the
burger and the Frosty. The Frosty is the best dessert, so he got the best dessert. He got the best fry. I'm not going to say he got the best burgers, but he got the best fry and the best dessert. That's big.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, Mikey, with your pick, I think we're talking iconic, so you had to go Big Mac at one.
100%.
The quarter pounder's definitely better than the Big Mac, but you made the right play. The double quarter pounder is the best.
I've never done a double quarter pounder.
Oh, well, you should.
Dude, you know the people that I just can't understand are the people that do that two cheeseburger meal.
Oh, cheeseburgers are good though.
But over the double quarter pounder, it's not even eight.
I won't do the two cheeseburger meal, but I'll add in a side.
That's okay.
That's different.
That is a whole. Because
those are like those are almost like a little bite size burger.
Yeah, that's an appetizer. That's an appetizer of fast food. Like junior bacon cheeseburger at Wendy's is the appetizer to whatever you're gonna order. You know what I mean? Like I feel like that is the appetizer. Yes.
Dude, when's the last time you ever think like you just got just a meal, like just a number six and just did that? You can't, right?
No, not us. We're far too fat.
Yeah. I tell you, man, here a goop of meat.
A gob.
That was really hard to hear. Mm. That was really, really bad. Mm-hmm. Any other flavors that people recommend for Ben and Jerry's? I would be curious to hear.
That Netflix and chill is a big one.
What's that
all
about?
What is the iconic one? The Jerry Garcia?
Cherry Garcia. That's your cherry ice, cherry chocolate.
Cherry guy.
The Netflix and chill, Bob, that's loaded.
What does that consist of?
It's got it all, Bob. It's got it all. It's got peanut butter ice cream with sweet and salty pretzel swirls and fudge brownies. Yeah. Yeah, that's a heavy hitter. That's a heavy hitter.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah, half-baked. Half-baked is a good one, too.
Oh. Half-baked? So I had my eye on that.
Yeah,
half-baked. What does that have? Nice. That's got the cookie in it.
Chocolate
and
vanilla ice cream with, well, it's got gobs of chocolate again.
They got to change that word.
Yeah, that might be the deterrent there. But, yeah, that's a good one, too, man.
Yeah, man, they do agree. I still think, you know, Ben and Jerry's are fun, but the Haagen-Dazs is rules all.
Top quality ice cream, Haagen-Dazs. Oh, there's like, as quality monkey, as quality like, gets.
Oh, Bob, you know what's really good is the Americone Dream.
That's awesome, Americone
Dream. Yeah, tell me
Dream.
About that one.
I'm going to look it up here. Oh, Americone Dream. This one I had last time. Hold on.
That
here
sounds
we go.
Up my alley because it's got a little crunch into it.
Vanilla ice cream, fudge-covered waffle cone pieces, and caramel swirl.
Oh!
See, that's Stephen Colbert's flavor.
Yes. Yeah. If you do anything with caramel, let it be a swirl. Let it be a swirl.
Yeah,
100%. Caramel was meant to swirl, dude. Yeah. There's some things that were meant for the swirl. Caramel's one of them, man.
Let it be a swirl. And by the way, don't be afraid to throw like a pretzel into the ice cream, like just to give it a little salty crunch. You know, like that's what I like about
that. If you do the Netflix and chill, they already got pretzels in there.
You need a little something in there, like a nut. That's why I like the Chunky Monkey because it's got the walnut in there. I love a little something to bite into.
And I'll have some Chunky Monkey ready at Casa de la Cuts when you come, okay?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I will. Yeah, no,
I don't need ice cream. That's the last thing I'm going to need that weekend.
Just one night.
Now,
we'll go to the clouds.
Arby's, all that stuff aside, it just is tradition that week one of NFL. Yes. It is family feast. We have no choice. It's out of our hands.
That's
now,
correct.
Bob ran that family feast not long ago for the Masters Sunday out of nowhere.
It was
and he pulled it out, and it was...
Delightful.
It was like a precursor to this week one, which we normally don't do because normally we only do it on week one, and it was unreal. It hit, dude. It hit.
It did, man. And by the way, KFC's honey mustard is arguably one of the best condiments in the game. I couldn't believe that.
Elite honey mustard.
It really is. They do a great job, man. They really do.
They do.
Get on the Stairmasters, boys.
Anything else you boys want to touch on?
The same for 2 days after that.
Yeah, that I've never seen someone put – when Mikey got that shake, like, that's what overdid it. Yeah.
I mean, double Shake Shack shakes.
Fuck, dude.
They were good, though.
Week one, we're going to have that cardio equipment in there. I'm going to work out hard that Sunday morning.
Are you going to have the elliptical in there?
Elliptical. The sauna's already in there, which is nice. I honestly, it's the world's smallest sauna. Jet thought it was a refrigerator. It is the smallest, bro. You're going to crack up when you see the sauna. And honestly, it's what we need because it doesn't take up too much space. It's got the red light. Mikey, I'm
telling you
right now.
Will Mikey fit in there?
No, I honestly don't think he would fit in there.
Well, I'm sure he's going to make me try, Joe. Sure, he's gonna make me try.
Oh, he always does.
All right, boys. Is there anything else we want to touch on? I mean, I had a lot of fun with my friends today.
Yeah,
we always have fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, that does it. It's a lot to be excited about. That does it for yet another episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. As always, we love you. We appreciate you. We will see you next time. Thank you, guys, as always.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig?
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.